page 286. The world seemed a long, aeonic failure scene. All sterile grew. No base was left secure. Assailed by the edge of the convicting beam, the builder, reason, lost her confidence. In the successful sleet and turn of thought that makes the soul the prisoner of a phrase, its highest wisdom was a brilliant guess. Its mighty structured signs of the worlds, a passing light on being's surfaces. There was nothing there but a schema drawn by sense, a substitute for eternal mysteries, a scrawl figure of the reality, a plan, an elevation by the architect word, imposed upon the semblances of time. Existence self was shadowed by a doubt. Almost it seemed a lotus leaf afloat on a nude pool of cosmic nothingness. This great splendor and creator mind was only some half-seeing's delegate, a veil that hung between the soul and light, an idol, not the living body of God. Even the still spirit that looks upon its works was some pale front of the unknowable. A shadow seen the wide and witness self, its liberation an immobile calm, a void recoil of being from time-made things, not the self-vision of eternity. Deep peace was there, but not the nameless force. One sweet and mighty mother was not there, who gathers of her bosom her children's lives, her clasp that takes the world into her arms, in the fathomless rapture of the infinite, the bliss that is creation's splendid grain, or the white passion of God ecstasy that laughs in the blaze of the boundless heart of love. A greater spirit than the self of mind must answer to the questioning of his soul, for here was no firm clue and no sure road. High climbing pathways seized in the unknown, an artist's sight constructed the beyond in contrary patterns and conflicting hues. A part experience fragmented the whole. He looked above, but all was blank and still, a sapphire firmament of abstract thought escaped into a formless vacancy. He looked below, but all was dark and mute. A noise was heard between of thought and prayer, a strife, a labor without end or pause. A vain or ignorant seeing raised its voice, a rumor and a movement and a call, a foaming mass, a cry innumerable, rolled ever upon the ocean surge of life, along the course of moral ignorance, on its unstable and enormous breast, beings and forces, forms, ideas like waves, jostled for figure and supremacy, and rose and sank and rose again in time, and at the bottom of the sleepless stir, a nothingness parent of struggling worlds, a huge creator death, a mystic void, forever sustaining the irrational cry, forever excluding the supernal word, motionless, refusing question and response, reposed beneath the voices and the march, the dim inconscience, dumb incertitude, two firmaments of darkness and of light, opposed their limits to the spirit's walk. It moved veiled in from self's infinity, in a world of beings and a momentary events, where all must die to live and live to die. Immortal by renewed mortality, it wandered in the spiral of its acts, or ran around the cycles of its thought. It was no more than its original self, and knew no more than when it first began. To be was a prison, extinction the escape. End of Canto 13.